Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hey guys, welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I am Dak.
And we are your host for this. It's not a New Year's episode because we're a couple weeks into the new year, but we are your host for the show this week.
Yeah, this week we're talking about 2025.
So specifically things that we are excited about happening in 2025. And maybe some things we're not so excited about.
Yeah, I agree. Man, when you were a kid growing up, if someone said to you, 2025, like as in talking to you about the year, didn't you think that's like space age, right? Like it seemed so far away and so unachievable.
I remember when Back to the Future 2 came out and they went into the future to 2015, and I thought, that is so far into the future. And I'm like, how cool is it going to be when we have flying cars in 2015?
It's wild, right? And yet here we are and
no flying cars.
And life is, I mean, we have some technology advances, but it's not too crazily different than what it was back in, you know, mid 90s.
Yeah. I mean, faster internet, better phones. I mean, better technology.
Yeah.
Right.
No flying cars.
No sports almanac to give us the future score.
That's right. Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's a good point, man. It's just wild how we are. It's 2025. Like, we are a quarter done with this century.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. I was telling my girls, it'd be like someone saying the year 2100, right? Like, I know we weren't 75 years away from 2025 in 1994, but it just seemed so far out, like so unachievable as a human race and a society, and just like, that's crazy talk, you know.
Well, and two, and you hear the people, you know, people talk like this, like, you know, if we go back 40 years, right? Well, that's the same, you know, we're in the 80s. That's the same as when you're in the 80s going back 40 years and you're in World War II.
Yeah.
Like, wild. That is wild to me.
Yeah, absolutely wild.
So, yeah. So 2025, things that we are excited about coming to Disney World and Disneyland. Not so much the international parks, but let's keep it domestic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then again, maybe some few things we're not so excited about.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a list here. Well, before we get started, hey, if you like the show, share it with your friends. Send them the link to your, you know, to the phone. You know, hop on social media. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. But more importantly, give us a review. We love the reviews. Apple, Spotify. If you leave us a review, we will 100% read it on an episode.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be all rainbows and unicorns. You can give us some, you know, constructive criticism, I would say. But more, we're interested in, like, what do you guys want to hear about? What are you interested in going forward? If you're going to the parks this year or have a trip planned or thinking about planning a trip, you know, we're not trip advisors, but we certainly want to hear, you know, what are your Disney interests? Or maybe it doesn't have to do with a trip at all. Maybe you're just like, hey, tell me about, you know, the Disneyland hotel history or something along those
lines. Oh, that's right up your alley.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love that topic. So give us some thoughts on what you want to hear about. We'll do some research and put an episode out in your honor, in your name, if you give us a good topic.
And you know what? And that's funny. I don't know if we talk about this enough. Maybe we haven't. I don't know. But, you know, this podcast is like, it's an outlet for you and me and for Randy,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
It's something that we do because we love Disney. We love to talk about Disney. We don't get to go to Disney as often as we like,
sure,
obviously, but this is an outlet for us. So, you know, doing research on topics and coming up with new things to talk about is fun for us.
Yeah.
And I think hopefully that comes through the microphones and through your speakers in your car or in your AirPods or whatever that you're listening, however you're listening today. Hopefully it just comes through how, hey, this is exciting for us. We love to talk about this stuff. And hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. So, well, with that said,
yeah, let's get into it.
2025, here we go. So I have, let's start with Disney World. All right. So Magic Kingdom, we have what we are excited for. How about the Big Thunder Mountain refurb?
Yeah, I'm excited for it to be done. I'm not excited that it's going to be shut down for the next year.
Well, that was the thing that we're not excited for was the Big Thunder Mountain refurb, because it is going to be shut down for, I mean, they say that's going to reopen in 2026, but there's no time frame right now. It's like they just shut it down, I think like this week or last week. Like we're talking a pretty big refurbishment. They're taking some track out. They're adding some, hopefully the rumor is they're going to add some projection mapping, some light, some new lighting effects, much like they have done in Disneyland.
Yeah.
In California.
Yeah. Super excited about some of the technology that they'll be able to upgrade with. Hopefully, I mean, this seems, not as important, but hopefully they add some things to the queue and get some of those items in the queue working again, just so that you have something to do as you're waiting in line, because I'm sure once it opens back up, people are going to be just flooding to
to Big Thunder Mountain. I mean, like with any attraction, when it's been closed for a while and it reopens, you want to see what's been done. And, you know, Disney does a pretty good job kind of detailing what's going to be done, but they always leave a little bit to the imagination.
Sure.
We're not going to tell you just everything that we're going to do, because we want you to come back and see the finished result.
Absolutely.
So I think we'll see that with Big Thunder there at the Magic Kingdom in Florida. So, all right. You like parades?
I do. I am a parade guy. So I love the Festival of Fantasy parade. I loved the light parade when that was going on. Paint the Night is a parade they had there in Paris when we were in Paris Disneyland. So, yeah, big parade fan.
So Disney Starlight Dream the Night Away is a new parade coming to Magic Kingdom. It's a nighttime parade. There hasn't been a nighttime parade since the Main Street Electrical Parade, which I think they took away in, what, 2016?
Something
so, yeah, it's been a long time. That was one of my... I'm not a big parade guy, but I did love the nighttime parade that they had there. So a new parade is coming called Disney Starlight Dream the Night Away. Looks pretty fantastic, at least from the concept art. Lots of lights. Going to see some of our favorite characters that we, you know, all know and love. So that should be coming sometime this summer.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think that the nice thing about the parades is it gives you a little bit of a run up to the fireworks show and all the nighttime shows, right? So Happily Ever After. I don't know why I couldn't think of that name. That's like my favorite show. But I think it gives families a run up. Now, what it can do, from what I've seen, is it really clogs up Main Street because people now are there even earlier to set up for the parade, and then they flow right into Happily Ever After. So that's the only drawback I would say to a nighttime parade. But other than that, I'm excited about this one. I think, again, what's fascinating to me is Disney is able to now use technology and some of the lighting effects that have, you know, advanced from the last time we had a nighttime parade to just be able to put on a spectacular show. So I'm excited about it.
And, you know, and to your point, I think it's for those people that do not like parades or that do not even like to stay for the fireworks show. To your point, yeah, you're going to have people crowding in. So let's say that this new nighttime parade, I mean, the summertime, it doesn't get dark till what, 8:30?
Yeah.
9 o'clock. So you're going to have people crowding Main Street and the hub starting at about maybe 7:30, 7:45. And then they're going to stay through the fireworks show. That's a good 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah.
So if you're a guy that likes to ride rides, you may find some lower wait times during this parade and fireworks show. Yeah.
I would totally think you would be able to take advantage of that.
Yeah. Randy's
licking his chops, right?
That's why he's excited for this parade, because he's going to get to do more rides. Anyway, dude, another thing I'm excited for, Magic Kingdom, Pirates of the Caribbean. Do you say Caribbean or do you say Caribbean?
I say Caribbean.
I say Caribbean too. I don't know why I just pronounced it Caribbean.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean, this new tavern that they're building. Yeah. So it's not going to be a place just for adults. It is going to be for kids too. They have talked about there's going to be plenty of drinks and foods for all ages. So this is going to be, as you're exiting, well, they're at the Pirates of the Caribbean. I said it again. Pirates of the Caribbean. They used to have this. So like for the little girls who like to go get dressed up at the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, there used to be a place for the gentlemen to go to get dressed up like as a pirate. And what was the name of it? A Pirates League? No, 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 no. That's the something else.
That's a game.
Game that you can play. Yeah, there used to be like a little shop where little boys could go in, get dressed up like a pirate, get makeup put on, get the hat, get the sword, and they could walk around the park like Jack Sparrow, right? Yeah. Well, that's been shut down since COVID. I think it's since pre-COVID, to be honest with you. Well, they are turning that space into this new tavern. I think the concept art looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited just because I have seen what they have done with some of the Disney cruise ships. The Haunted Mansion parlor that they put one of the cruise ships, just the decor and the theming was off the charts. The technology is crazy. It's crazy that they can put that kind of technology on a ship, number one. Yeah. And so I can only imagine what they're able to do in a stable environment being in a park, right? And so I'm super excited about all they can bring in to this tavern that's Pirates themed, which I love the Pirates of the Caribbean movie series and just love all the stories. And so to be able to incorporate that now into a place where you can go and dine and get some fun drinks. And I'm assuming it's family oriented, right?
It's going to be a family friendly
mocktails
place,
or whatever they call them.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. And it what would be great is I wouldn't be surprised if they have some maybe offline characters there. Not, you know, obviously it'd be crazy if they had Jack Sparrow in there, but if they had some other pirate characters, you know, I'm sure all the cast members will be themed out in costumes, not full costumes, but you know, the costume wear.
Yeah.
So it sounds a lot of fun, like a lot of fun.
It does. And to your point, it's like, what is it about pirates that attracts people so much? I mean, those movies were a huge hit. And I mean, and pirate movies have been around forever.
Yeah.
And obviously Pirates of the Caribbean. I said it again. For the record, I say it Caribbean. I don't know why on the show today I'm saying Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean is one of the Disney's all-time great attractions. Like, it's like an OG, right? It's probably on the Mount Rushmore of attractions at Disney is Pirates of the Caribbean. So, yeah, super excited for this tavern to open up maybe this year, maybe next year.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Great.
But the construction is going to be starting really soon. So,
yeah.
All right, and last thing at Magic Kingdom we are excited for. Well, I'm excited for, because I'm going in March. I'm going here in spring break. I haven't done Tom Sawyer's Island in a long time. I'm going to do that. So I'm excited to do that because we're taking it away.
Yeah.
So not sure when that's going to happen. Not that Disney is dragging their feet on the construction of the new, that new Cars Land, Rivers of America. Some of the permits that have been going on there have been slowed. And obviously you get on social media, it's like, oh, you know, this is a sign that Disney's not going to do it. No, they're going to do it. Like, just because they've come back and said, hey, we need more explanation on these, you know, on the project.
Sure.
Need extensions on the permitting. No, they're going to do it. It's just going to take a little bit longer because of all these extensions. So, yeah, I'm excited. You know, it's been a while since I've done Tom Sawyer Island, and there's a reason why. I mean, you have to hop on the little raft. You have to scoot over to the island. You hop on. You have to hop back onto the raft and go back to the mainland. But it's a pretty cool area. And I know if Randy were here, he would be probably a little disgruntled.
Sure.
About the whole project. And he is disgruntled about the whole project. And I don't blame him. You know, and we've talked about this before. It's not a very used part of the park. It's a lot of land for an attraction that doesn't get much use, even if you count in the riverboat there. But there's just something about the nostalgia of that area that is that I think a lot of people are going to miss.
No, I agree. And I think it's one of the few areas in the park that allow kids to just kind of be kids. And what I mean by that is it's a playground type of area.
Well, there's caves, there's a fort, there's, you know, a windmill. Like, there's all sorts of fun things
there's
to kind
no,
of explore.
There's no planned activity there, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you get in line for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, you know what the activity is, but... and what you're going to be doing. But, you know, there's a few areas throughout all of the parks where you just get to run around and climb on things and jump off of things and, you know, get some pretend time in. And so with the fort there and all that. Anyways, I can see how people are a little miffed about, you know, what's this going to do for us in this area that we enjoy going to once every seven trips.
Well, definitely I'm going to hit it up with my family when we go there in a few months. And I think one of the things that we're not excited, but, you know, not, you know, taken away from this project, but there is going to be a lot of construction going on. If you start, you know, I know the walls are already up, and we've talked about this before. When Disney does a project on, you know, on site, they tend to do a fairly good job of hiding the project. They put up these nice construction walls. A lot of times they'll put, you know, plants or floral in front of the walls to even make it more, not attractive, but, you know, less distracting from your visit.
Trying to keep you in the magic.
That's a good way to put it. They try to keep you in the magic with these construction walls. But I mean, it's going to be like, I saw this morning, you know, to get to the Big Thunder track system, they had to bring in this huge crane.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you can't hide a huge, you can't hide a 200-foot crane.
No.
You know? So, that's just there, you know, doing its thing. So, yeah, construction, a big part of, and I wonder too, so if you start looking at all the projects that are going to be happening this year into next year, like, do you think it's going to be a good time to go to the parks? Or would you wait until these projects are done?
Boy, that's a tough call. Because there was a time at Epcot where it just felt like, what are we doing here? Right? Like, there was so much construction going on. In my mind, I call it the front of the park, right? It's up there by Spaceship Earth and all that. There was just so many construction walls up and so much going on that being at that part of the park was not enjoyable.
Yeah.
And so, but there was still the World Showcase. It was untouched primarily during that time. So it still gave you a reason to go to Epcot. I don't know, man, that's a tough call. Listen, I'm never going to say don't go to the parks. I'm always going to be a pro.
There's never park. A bad time to go to Disney.
I'm always a pro park goer. But you're right. I mean, it's definitely something to consider as a family, you know, before you pull the trigger and go. That's a lot of money to spend on a family vacation. You know, I hope you do your research before you go so that you're not disappointed that you didn't know this construction was going on.
And, you know, to that point, like I said, like, we're going, you know, we're going in March, and, you know, it's a big family vacation, knowing full well that all these projects are going to be happening. So, but I think for some of those that may be planning their first trip or maybe even their second trip, I don't know. Do you consider waiting a year, year and a half for some of these projects to finish up? I don't know. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to that.
Yeah, you might. You might consider it. But in my opinion, where the construction is going on is fairly segregated off to that area. Right?
That's true.
The thing about Epcot was that's your entrance into one of your entrances into the park. So there was no avoiding it. Right?
It was the main entrance. Yeah.
As opposed to the Magic Kingdom construction project, it's in the back half of the park. You still have all of Fantasyland, all of Adventureland, all of, you know, Frontierland, all of Tomorrowland that is open and accessible, and you're not wading through construction walls to get to it. And so I would say don't not go because of that. If that's your reason to not go to Disney, I think you need to rethink it.
All right. I just thought of our magical scenario for this episode. We'll come back to it. All right. So moving on here. So things we are excited for 2025, heading over to Epcot. you just mentioned it. They've already done a lot of things to Epcot in the past 5 years. A lot of things. And they are close to being done with all that construction at the front. Test Track 3.0 is going to be done sometime this summer.
Yeah.
This is the new, you know, third version of Test Track. Test Track is one of my favorite attractions. I would say it's not a deal breaker if I don't get to do it every trip, but it is a fun attraction to do. It is the fastest attraction at Disney World. This is going to be done sometime this year.
Yeah.
And excited for that.
I think you're locked in on the outside experience of that loop that you go on where you get up to the whatever it is, 65.5 miles per hour or 66, whatever it is.
I believe it's
being.
0.8. 65.8, yeah.
So I don't think much of that is changing. What I'm excited to see is the 1980s, 90s neon indoor experience where if you haven't rode on Test Track before, basically, and I'm excited about this, the possibility of what would happen is you'd get in line, you'd come into one of the waiting areas as part of the queue where you would design your own race vehicle of any type of proportion, engine, tires, dynamics as far as aerodynamics and how it would look and so forth. That was really fun for a lot of people. And then what would happen was the ride experience was you would go in, get in a vehicle, the attraction vehicle, and it would take you through a series of tests. And then you would see on these screens how your vehicle performed based on traction and speed and aerodynamics and all of these things that you put into the creation of your car. I hope they keep that part of the ride experience alive somehow. Now, hope it's technologically better so you're not making these
vehicles, gotta be better. Right? If they're keeping that feature, they have to make it better.
Yeah. I mean, there's some where it's like total drift, big old jet engines tied to the top
exactly.
of the car. I guess the overly grumpy, mature side of me, it doesn't get excited about that. Maybe a kid would, right? Because you're like, yeah, I'll strap an engine to my car and see how fast it goes. But I think if they keep it more in line of like how an actual car design would look and still add an element of fun to it, that's what I'm excited to see along with the upgrades inside the ride building.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, should be fun. And maybe I'll get a taste of it when I'm there and see, you know, from a firsthand perspective what they're doing to it. So hey, over at Hollywood Studios, not a lot in terms of things that are going to open up this year. But what we are excited for is the start of some of these big major projects. Hollywood Studios is going to have some major projects happening over the next couple of years. So we've got Monsters, Inc. Land that is slated to start construction sometime this year. We're losing the Muppets. I wonder because I know they're moving the Muppets over. Well, so let's backtrack. All right. Monsters, Inc. Land, they've announced, is going to take place in the area where the current Muppets Vision 3D show is, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're taking the Muppets theme, and they're going to re-theme
Rock and Roller Coaster. Yeah.
They're going to make that a Muppets theme coaster. So we're losing Aerosmith. We're going to have a Muppets theme. And I know, again, if Randy were here, he'd be fuming right now. and I don't blame him.
Yeah.
So a lot of things are kind of shifting over at Hollywood Studios. We're getting new land. And again, the Monsters, Inc. Land concept art looks pretty cool. They have a roller, like a new design roller coaster that we've never seen at Disney before.
It's going to be the doors, right?
It's going to be the doors. It's going to be the, I forget what the system is called, but it's like a hanging system. Like you're going to be hanging. Almost like Peter Pan, just a lot faster and a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like I said, Rock and Roller Coaster is getting a new theme. We're getting a new show over in the car, wherever that Cars.
Yep.
So next to Rock and Roller Coaster, there was a theater that you could go and see a Cars show, which I never saw. Did you ever see that?
I saw the Cars show once. It's a good little show. It's a fun little show for kids.
I saw it on YouTube, and I was I'm glad.
It's good for if you have toddlers that are into cars.
Yeah.
They're going to eat it up.
Yeah. Well, they're bringing a new show, the Villains show, which is weird because they're bringing the Villains Land to Magic Kingdom in a couple years. But yeah, they're putting a Villains show. Maybe they're just trying to
get the excitement levels up
and you know, we get to see Maleficent and some other, I think Captain Hook, a couple other legendary villains from Disney lore. So,
they're bringing the Mermaid Show back.
And they're bringing the Little Mermaid Show back. That's right. Which, you know, how you feel about the Little Mermaid itself, but I thought the show that they had in the theater, so next to the Walt Disney Presents in that Disney Junior Courtyard, I thought the show was okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It needed an update.
So I'm not, just to kind of go back to what you were just mentioning with monsters and all that, I'm not super excited about the refurb of Muppets over Rock and Roller Coaster. I understand the appeal there, and a lot of people still follow the Muppets. I just think it doesn't have a lot that speaks to the younger generation. For me, I grew up understanding who the Muppets are. I think if you asked any of my daughters who Fozzie Bear is...
Oh, 100%.
I don't know that they would know who that is.
Yeah.
And so, we'll see, right? Jury's out on that for me. I just think, man, there's so many great theming ideas you could have gone with, in my opinion, more so with that Rock and Roller Coaster. I understand the Aerosmith thing is going away, and it doesn't even have to be a real band.
Well, and I think we all assumed that they would just change bands.
Yeah.
Go to another band that's popular, but yeah, the whole re-theming of Muppets. And if you think about it, I think the Muppet legacy really resides with Disney right now. Like, there's really, where else can you find Muppets?
Yeah, you can't.
Only at Disney.
Yeah.
So I think Disney does feel some
obligation
to kind of keep Jim Henson's creations alive.
Which I totally am okay with that. And I even agree to that to a certain extent. 100%. But
yeah.
You take a marquee ride like Rock and Roller Coaster and you see what they've done with music when it comes to like Cosmic Rewind, and you're like, wow, there's so much there that we can tap into that I think maybe got missed on this one.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
For the most part, I trust the Imagineers to come up with something amazing. Yeah. I think they will. But I think you're right. Let's reserve judgment until they finish. Well, sure. They maybe come out with some concept art for that project. So anyway.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm super excited about everything that Hollywood is doing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. So am I. All right. Heading over to Animal Kingdom. Not a whole lot. Well, I shouldn't say that. There is a whole lot happening at Animal Kingdom. Things that we're excited for this year, 2025. So Dinoland is gone. Yes. Oh, why are you? We are excited for Dinoland to be gone. And Dinoland has been, let's just be honest, it's been a crap land.
Yeah, it's
for a while.
I just think from the very beginning, it was a hard concept to kind of wrap your head around. Like, I'm in this dinosaur exploration world, but there's also a carnival going on right now.
Which is everything that Walt didn't want. He didn't want that carnival style anywhere near his parks.
Yeah.
And they built Animal Kingdom and they put in this carnival, like you said, carnival type setting.
The only thing, honestly, that we consistently did at Dino Land was the Boneyard. Which is this, again, it's this playground setting. So we talk about Tom Sawyer Island being a playground setting. This was a playground setting, you know, lots of like overhead nets and climbing apparatuses, and you could do a dino dig. And our kids, it was nice midday to take a break and let your kids kind of just have some unscheduled playtime, if you will, and you as a parent could just kind of chill in the shade and kind of regroup, right? That's what we used it for, and it was great.
Yeah.
But other than that, and going on Dinosaur, which is also going away, super excited about that for me.
Yes.
Big Indiana Jones fan out in Disneyland, and so to see that coming here, love it.
That's going to be, I think that's the biggest thing I'm excited for of all of these projects that were announced, that Indiana Jones is finally coming to Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that whole area. And what do they call it? The something
Americas. Tropical Americas.
Tropical Americas. Yeah. Thank you.
You know, and it's not just the Indiana Jones attraction. No. They're going to have a couple of other attractions as well, a restaurant. it's going to be a really, I think the whole area of Animal Kingdom is going to be fantastic. Encanto.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool.
Super excited about it.
So why are we excited for that? Well, because you now have 1 year. So they have announced that Dinosaur is not, it'll be around for at least this year.
Sure.
But they have already started construction.
Yeah.
Dude, did you know they had live animals over there?
No, I heard that on Randy and Kayla's show. And
dude,
what?
I had no idea. Like, they had a crocodile?
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the first things they had to do before they started construction was they had to remove these animals. I'm like, animals over by dinosaur?
Yeah,
they had a crocodile and some other creatures? Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't checked out Whistle While You Work podcast, that's Randy, our co-host. It's he and his wife's show. Great listen if you want to check into that. But yeah, they brought that up, that there's live animals over there, and I had no idea. Like, I would have lost the Disney trivia game if that question would have come up. So anyways, but yeah, super excited about that changeover. I think that's very much needed at Animal Kingdom Park. It's just another major attraction entertainment area, right? Like, Pandora draws a lot of attention. On that whole area over there by Expedition Everest, obviously Kilimanjaro draws a whole lot of attention with some of the walkthrough animal experiences and Kilimanjaro Safari. So I think that front part of the park where Dinoland is, right? Front, whatever you want to call that, front right, it needs some attention to help disperse the crowd flow. And I think that that'll do that.
And maybe Animal Kingdom will now be a full day park.
Yes.
Because if Everest or Flight of Passage is down,
it's rough.
Oh, it is a rough park to be at.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, everybody migrates from either Pandora or the area of Asia, right?
Yeah.
You know, the safaris is fantastic, and that does move a lot of people. But yeah, if one of those big three attractions are down, you just might as well just have to go to the park.
Yeah, that's a rough park to be in when a couple of attractions go down.
But I like your point. I think Tropical Americas, when they get it open with the new attractions, a new restaurant, I mean, it's going to be like a new, it's going to be bigger. I think it's going to be bigger than the Toy Story Land in terms of acreage.
Yeah, it's a big project.
Yeah, it's a big project. So that's going to be great for Animal Kingdom.
Okay. And then the last thing they need to do is figure out something with that big massive lake.
Yeah,
I'm sure they will. But they've tried and just not done well.
You know, it's entertainment. Not to get off on a tangent, but it is funny. Like, you look at all of this land that Disney has, right? They have all these four parks. And within each park, they just have all of the space, right?
Yeah.
And then to have a space at Animal Kingdom where they have tried multiple times to put a show, some sort of attraction, a show, and they just can't get it right. It just bombs every single... Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, and this, we're talking about the most creative people on the planet.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, just this one area, they just can't figure it out.
To me, that's Tomorrowland in Magic Kingdom. I mean, you got that escape, that Stitch escape area, and the Monsters Laugh floor, and just...
And some of that is neglect.
Yes.
But
it's it's funny. It's a funny topic that you bring up there, that there are just certain areas in the parks where it's just like a dead zone.
Yeah.
And almost each park has one where you're just like, what is going on here? And that's an interesting topic.
Yeah. All right. And one thing we're not excited for, though, at Animal Kingdom is we are losing It's Tough to Be a Bug. That's a fun show.
That's a tough one, man. No pun intended there, but like, it's just a great show. Scary if you're a little kid, right? But it's a great show. I'm optimistically hopeful, if that's a way to say it, of what this Zootopia show will be when they bring it in. But my jury is definitely out until I get a chance to see it.
Yeah. That's like when they took out the Great Movie Ride.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'll wait and see. As much as I love the Great Movie Ride, I'll wait and see what they replace it with. And of course, we've talked about it. It, you know, doesn't hit my radar.
Yeah.
I like Mickey and Minnie's, but, you know, it's not as good as the Great Movie Ride. So we'll see if the new Zootopia show is as good as, at least if it's as good as It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Sure. Yeah.
So, well, anyway, let's head over to the West Coast for one second.
Go.
Disneyland, they're celebrating their 70th anniversary this year. It's going to be amazing. Just a few things I'm excited for. Some new shows are returning. You already mentioned one of them. The Paint the Night Parade is coming back to Disneyland. They have another... The World of Color Happiness. It's a new World of Color show, which I know you're a big World of Color fan. That's coming back. And then there's some, why am I forgetting? There's another show coming, another parade. There's another nighttime parade coming back.
Yeah. My thing with these parades and the new shows and the, I understand they want to keep things fresh. I guess I always get a little bit nervous because they've done this in the past where they take the Disney classic songs or the Disney classic moments and they overlay them with newer artists that I've never heard of before, and they're singing the version of
Country Bears.
Yeah. They're singing the version of the song. It's still the Disney song or the movie song, right? But it's just in a different person's voice, and it's like, why are we doing this? Like, we know this sells, right? Like, we know Mrs. Potts singing Be Our Guest sells. Like, it's proven.
Yeah.
There's nothing to change there. So don't give me, no offense to her, Ariana Grande, or I hope I said her name right.
Sure.
Singing over it, right? Like, she has a beautiful voice. For her songs, I want Mrs. Potts singing me Be Our Guest.
Well,
when I'm at a Disney park, that's what
I want. The nostalgia in us, right? That's because we grew up in that era when these movies came out, and that's how we were introduced to Belle and to Mrs. Potts and to Jasmine. Like, those are the voices that we associate with those characters.
For sure.
But again, Disney's all about progressing.
Yeah. No.
So they have to cater to a new generation of fans
Yeah, I'm definitely the old fogey in the room. Like, I'm not.
But a lot of people agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah. But yeah, we are old fogies.
Well, and
we're not old.
I just think it's confusing also a little bit to children that are watching these shows, right? Like, kids still watch Aladdin, Little Mermaid, like the originals, right? Yes, they watch the remakes as well, but I'm thinking they watch the original cartoons. And then when you come to the... Anyways, I'm getting off on a tangent, but that's my big concern with any of these parades or shows is don't overlay. Like, that's, to me, what makes Happily Ever After so awesome is it is the original score and music and, you know, soundtracks.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
All right, and last thing at Disneyland this year that we're excited for is the new Walt Disney show that's coming to, oh my gosh, the name of the theater is escaping me, but it's in the same theater as Great Moments of Mr. Lincoln. Yeah. Yeah. There's a name for that theater.
There is.
Yeah, I can't remember the name. But yeah, it's this new animatronic. They have built a life-size animatronic of Walt Disney, who they are going to use only recorded voice of his, you know, over his lifetime. So they're not going to have anybody dub in his voice. He's going to be able to kind of stand up and move his hands and arms. And it's going to be set in Walt's apartment or his office. Sorry, his office. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I am absolutely excited about this. I think also, again, this is where technology wins, right? So we've reached a point in our advancement of technology where we can use, I don't know what you want to call it, not AI and not deep fake, but it's like the combination of that technology to take his voice and him talking and then input it into, you know, animatronic, or at least in the speaker system of the animatronic speaking, man, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Right. To hear him talking to us. That'll be cool.
Yeah. I mean, so that's just going to be here for the 70th anniversary, which is going to last this year through maybe August of next year. Check the dates online, but it's going to be about 18 months of anniversary celebration. But
yeah, that's my wife to a T, right? Like,
yeah.
She doesn't have a birthday. She has a birth week, a birth month, right? Like, it's a full party, and Disney does that really well.
Disney does it well.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did it for Disney World's 50th. It was like an 18-month celebration. So,
for sure.
So that may have to be our next guys trip is out to Disneyland. Okay. Even though we just did one in September.
It's all right.
But they haven't announced if the Walt Disney Show is going to be a permanent fixture or if it's just going to be here for the 70th celebration. So yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do a little rotation thing between him and Mr. Lincoln.
I would hope so.
Yeah. President Lincoln. Sorry.
Yeah. But hey, that's what we're excited for.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot more happenings going on at the parks, but these are just some of the things that we're excited for and some things that we're not excited for, like all the construction and stuff. But hey, magical scenario.
Let's go.
Before I forget it. So we were talking about whether or not it'd be good to go to the parks with all this construction. Let me throw this out there. If you're planning a trip, right? And if I were to say, hey, they're going to be refurbing the castle. Like, they're going to be painting. There's going to be scaffolding all around it. How? Maybe this is the anti-magical scenario. But, you know, because, like, hey, we're going to March. Big Thunder's going to be down. Test Track's going to be down. That's not stopping us. So I guess here's the question. The anti-magical scenario. What would stop you from planning a trip in terms of a project or a refurbishment? What would actually stop you? Would it be the castle? What would it be?
Boy, that's a great question. I think it would be the castle because I would assume that that also means no Happily Ever After show, right? Like I'm saying you have completely, I don't know that you could physically do this, but you have completely covered the castle with scaffolding and I don't know. That's like Disney's like one icon image, yeah, right, is the castle. But let's just play into the scenario. I think that would do it for me. I would not want to go on a trip, whether it's my first or 100th, and not see the castle and not see Happily Ever After. That would do it for me. I would wait to go back for me personally.
Yeah, I think that's it, man. I think that I'd be the same way. If they had scaffolding up around the castle or they had those fake...
Like the
tapestries, but like the you know the big old fake you know, like almost like curtains
coverings
that they put on the facades of buildings, right? When
they did that all up and down Main Street,
they did, but it made it you at least got to see a little, like the paintings on the coverings
is Main Street, yeah,
right? So even if they put a covering over the castle that made it look like the castle, it's still not the castle,
right?
So I think you're right. For me, it would be tough to plan a trip, especially if this was going to be like my first tour. You know, let's say if it's your first trip going to Disney and you want that iconic shot in front of the castle,
yeah,
but instead there's scaffolding and workers up there, I might wait.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, they've worked on the castle and done this because it's changed colors over time. It's changed facade over time, right? There was one point where it looked like a birthday cake.
Yeah, the 25th celebration. Yeah. That was a hideous. Whoever came up with that,
so
I don't know.
I'm just saying, it has happened, but I think for me, that would be like, no, we're going to wait. We're going to wait till they're done with the painting and the work and the facade or whatever it is. Like, to me, when they put the snow and stuff like that on the Disneyland castle, I don't want to come midstream while that's happening. I want to see it before and I want to see it after.
Yeah.
Not in between.
You don't want to see how the sausage is made.
No, I do not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, that's the episode this week. Hey, listen, next week we are going to be talking. Dak's going to be running the show. We are doing
our top Disney park fans. So who you're going to run into at the parks when you go. What kind of people? What kind of groups of people?
That should be a fun episode.
Looking forward to that.
All right. Well, guys, again, check us out next week. We drop a new episode every Wednesday morning. And again, if you like the episode, go on to your preferred listening platform. Give us a review. We appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys. Bye.